I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anybody was, really. And I was sort of happy because I wasn't going to get to go to school. But as it sort of went on, it sort of became a bit sort of sad not being able to mix with my friends. And I realised it was actually nice being in a class with a teacher explaining the things you're working on.
How did it work out with homeschooling?
Well, I sort of tried in the start to sort of keep up with my work, but when it got to the end, I sort of lost motivation because it's sort of weird having to like do all your lessons in your home. You know, we did have lessons online, but they weren't really lessons. It was more the teachers telling us what we have to do for homework. So I thought that was a bit bad because I wanted to do some lessons.
And how did, you know, your mum cope with doing the homeschooling? Did she turn out to be a brilliant teacher?
I think I really tried to do it on my own. I think, yeah, I didn't, yeah. She helped me set up my video conference calls and the old question, but I really tried to do it on my own without my parents. But, yeah. As I said, I lost motivation in the end and I didn't really keep up because, well, I don't think any other of my classmates were doing it.
How did the teachers deal with the situation? Would they have been going into school or teaching from home?
They would be teaching from home, but as I said, they didn't really teach in the conference calls. They were more like just, because we've got a website, so we can see all our schoolwork that we've got to do. They'd just put like lots of homework to do for the so-and-so day. I thought they could have done maybe a few more conference calls, but...
So you went back to school at what point?
On the last week, I think. Right before the summer holidays.
So that would be in, was it?
July,
right, yeah.
So I went back for 3 days. It was all very strange. We were wearing masks and it was just really getting used to it. And I think that was good, a few days back at school, because we could really sort of know what we're going to be expecting when we come back to school.
Previous to that, though, there was a point when half the class were able to go back, weren't they?
Yes, so that was a class that hadn't really worked during the confinement. So yeah, so half the class, that's so we're like 24 in my class, so like 12.
About 12 went back.
Yes.
How did they select those? It wasn't maybe alphabetically?
Well, I don't really know how they did it, but what I understood was it was just the people that hadn't really done well, that didn't have very good grades, that went back.
Maybe the ones who didn't have the access to technology to help them. When you went back in September, obviously you were then in Troisième, you've gone up to the next level, and you had new teachers.
Yes, we had some new teachers. That was sort of good.
The whole class went back, but you had to wear masks.
Yes, so we all got to wear masks. At the start, they kept telling us to like wash our hands and stuff, but nobody really does it anymore, and it's sort of hard when you've got lots and lots of students to make everybody wash their hands all the
time. Did you have to have the windows open?
Yes, so when we go out to the playground every 2 hours, we got to open the windows to let the air in.
And what about the teachers? Did they have to wear a mask as well?
Yes, so everybody has to wear a mask, but we can only take them off when they're eating and when we're doing sports.
So did you find it difficult?
Yeah, it's quite hard because I can't hear sometimes what my friends are saying. And I know it's hard for the teachers as well. I can see it's hard for them.
So how's it going now at school?
Well, I think we've all really adapted to all the changes that have happened. We're still wearing masks. We've got our own tables in the canteen now, so we don't all mix with the two separate Troisième classes. It's sort of normal now.
So what was the worst part about going to school over this year?
Well, the masks aren't nice at all. You get all like steam, like all people with glasses, always get their glasses steamed up, and it's just not very nice having masks.
But what was perhaps the best thing? Apart from not having to get up the first time round to go to school, that catch that early bus.
The best thing, it was really when I got to see my friends again after that long time that we were in confinement. So, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that after Christmas, things will be perhaps more levelled out and you'll be back on track.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. It'd be good if everything became normal again.
Well, have a lovely Christmas and thank you very much.